Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer, and my guests today are a Danish band with a Yiddish name. They're called Mama's Baba Ganoush, which is Yiddish for just what it sounds like, Mama's Baba Ganoush. Over the past 15 years, they've been developing a kind of Nordic klezmer Balkan jazz thing inspired by the haunting laments and the rollicking dances of the Jews of Eastern Europe. And Mama's Baba Ganoush are here with us in our studio today to play some songs for us. This first one is called Mountain Dance.
One, two,
that is Mountain Dance, a live performance by the Danish band called Mama's Baba Ganoush here in our studio. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. We'll start With the rhythm section, we've got Andreas Möllerhöy playing the double bass and Morten Erer playing the cymbalum, which is the dulcimer-like instrument and part of our drum kit, not the whole thing. And then on the other side of the studio, all of the reeds, many of them in Nikolai Kornarup's accordion. But then we've got Emil Goldschmidt playing the clarinet, and he is flanked on either side by the Ronde brothers, Lucas Ronde playing the sax, Bo Ronde playing the flugelhorn. And it's really, Emil, a pleasure to have you and the band here with us today.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here.
So is that mountain dance a traditional tune?
It's a traditional tune from Romania, yes.
Okay. Now, at some point, you guys have moved from just doing traditional songs to doing your own songs inspired by the tradition,
sure.
Right?
Sure, yes, because we started, we were the only kind of klezmer band in Denmark, like back in the days. And we really wanted to like focus on the old sound. And then at some point we were like, okay, we need to bring something to the music, right?
Right.
To keep it pushing forward. And we're just starting throwing all kind of different styles into the mix, right? And we also have like a lot of diversity in the group, right? Because I have a Jewish background and some of the players have like a jazz background. We have a pop rock background and we have all kind of stuff, right? So we just use what we have and put it into the mix.
Very different use of the word diverse than what we're used to. But I get what you mean. So it's like sonically diverse.
Mm-hmm.
So what's on in the van when you guys are touring?
Like the band, the music we're hearing
in
the van? Oh, a lot of different stuff. From classical to Motown. I don't know. Nikolai, what do you put you on?
Actually, right now, cumbia. Yeah. Listen to some cumbia.
Some Colombian cumbia.
Yeah,
music.
Because we traveled, we toured 1 month in Argentina. Ah. And then actually didn't know of cumbia before we went to Argentina because it's we don't hear it in Denmark. So,
Now, how, Nikolai, how did you come to hear klezmer music in Denmark?
Well, Emil, he's like the Jewish source of klezmer music because the Randy brothers and Emil, they went to a marching band together and me and Emil went to school together. Very early on, we started playing this.
Hmm.
I mean, he would say, hey, come, we have a bar mitzvah to play. I was playing the piano in the beginning.
So you actually did like weddings and bar mitzvahs? And
that's how we started, right?
Yeah. We did, we cut our teeth on bar mitzvahs.
And what did the families think when this group of tall Nordic guys walked in and started playing klezmer music?
Well, I think they were like, oh, that's very interesting take on klezmer. But, you know, in Denmark where we're from, people really don't know klezmer music. There's not that many Jews. I would say like maybe 10,000 Jews in Denmark. Or
even
something.
Less. I think it's 5,000.
Yeah.
Well,
so when you say in Denmark, you play klezmer, you play classical? What do you play? So it's like they don't know the word.
Yeah.
So we could like create our own style and people would think, oh, you play this old school music, but we didn't really play the old school music. We're just playing our own. And then when we went to like, for instance, Romania to play, they would be like, you sound very Nordic. You sound very yourselves.
Yeah.
Do we?
Well, but you know, here in New York in the 80s, we had bands like the Klezmatics, people like David Krakauer and Frank London, and you're all nodding your heads. You know all these guys,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
And they were doing exactly that. You know, they were the first revival of the klezmer sound, but they were young guys in New York in the 1980s, and they weren't going to sound like Naftula Brandwine in the 1930s.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is actually we met David Krakauer when we played here at first. He taught us how like to play the real the thrills, the clicks.
Yeah, there's all those little like
the small ornamentations,
the ornaments,
and the rhythm,
right?
And the feeling, right?
And he would be like, you have to make your own tunes. You have to like, you can't play this traditional stuff. You have to like, you're pretty good at playing the traditional stuff. Now make your own version.
Right. So the most recent album, Mama's Baba Ganoush with Strings. What's the ratio of old to original music on that record?
All of them are almost newly composed.
Yeah.
I think we have a couple of traditional tunes on it. And Nikolai here did a wonderful job arranging for the string quartet. I think it's one of the best CDs we made.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
One of the four best that you've made.
Yes.
All right, you want to play something, one of the original tunes from it?
For sure. We're going to play one from the recent album
Okay.
called Olympia.
All right?
Yeah.
So let's hear Mama's Baba Ganoush with a piece called Olympia. Once again is Mama's Baba Ganoush. Big sigh of relief from the band at the end of that song, it sounds like. Live performance here in our studio. So, Nikolai, how does composition work in the band? Is it a kind of Does someone bring a piece, or is it more group-oriented?
This particular tune we just played, Olympia, I wrote the melodies just on accordion, and then I bring it to the band, mm-hmm. and then we arrange it together. It's really just like it's chord and melody, and all the harmonies we make together. So it's very collective, I would say.
It's kind of, I mean, you could certainly hear the jazz influence, especially a kind of mid-century gypsy jazz thing.
It's funny that you say so, because, you know, we talk a lot about if we actually play jazz music, because a lot of us play jazz music. But in this group, Anjo, I think we call it like improvisational music, you know. But of course, I mean, it is jazz because there are jazz chords and it's sometimes it sounds like jazz.
Well, there are moments in Olympia where Lucas and Emil were kind of, and then Bo as well, where the tune was sort of being passed. It almost sounded, the arrangement almost sounded like something out of the early years of the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, for you, Emil, growing up Jewish in Denmark, did you have this music in the house? Did your family know what klezmer was?
Yes. So my father is a musician too.
Okay.
He's an oboist, and he mostly plays classical music. When I was in my teens, he just became really interested in Jewish music. And that's where I kind of like... I caught it, right? Mm. So, and at that time, I have to say, I was playing in a marching band with like 16 other clarinetists. And I was like, you know what? I need to get the heck out of here because I don't want to be, you know, this is just too, well, you know, my like two clarinetists is just one for too many, right? So I was like, I need to have something like where it just could be one clarinet, right? And then I just found all recordings of like Dave Tarris and Aftule Brandwein and Slomke Beckerman. And I was like, okay, that's the style I want to do, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was like one clarinet, almost like a lead guitar, kind of like, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And so I just transcribed a lot of that stuff, right? And really wanted to play like Dave Tarris. He's like one of my biggest hero here in music. Yes. And
a big band leader.
And also a big band leader. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
So the arrangement was a really big part of the sound of klezmer music. And we should probably point out, you know, klezmer music, we use the term world music these days mm-hmm. for all sorts of cross-cultural things, but that's what klezmer was, right?
Sure. It is. And I mean, that's what I think is so beautiful about that genre. I mean, because the Jews travel so many places in the world, it's like it just took in influences from wherever the people lived. I mean... Right. So it's Eastern Europe, Southern America, Northern America. I mean,
there's a whole genre of dance is known as Turkishers.
Yes.
You know, a clear reference to the Ottoman, the Turkish, influence in Southeastern Europe. And then, of course, you know, Roma or Gypsy music, you know, big influence as well. And this thing we call klezmer, you know, and it obviously has a very strong American, you know, 1920s and 30s kind of sound to it now as well.
Yeah.
So
it's funny you say that. That's kind of like, because in Romania and Moldova, a lot of like Jews and Romas play together, right?
Yes.
And I was teaching in Yiddish Summer Weimar this summer, and I met this beautiful violin player called Cookie Siegelstein. She's from the West Coast. And she told me that her father would tell her that because she was from, her family is from Eastern Europe. And she told me that, okay, when all the like the Roma children are growing up playing the violin and they play something really slow, the parents would go, oh, why do we want to sound like a klezmer, right? and when the Jewish kids tried to play something really fast, they were like, their parents were like, why, you want to sound like a Roma, huh? Right? So you had like this kind of like the mismatch between that kind of like thing.
Right? And the word klezmer means musician, right?
Sure. It is. It's just a Jewish professional musician.
Right.
Yeah.
The plural klezmorim,
yep.
You know, which is a name that's been used by lots of bands in this style as well. Yeah, it just means you're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
The thinking was, if you were a musician, you should be able to play anything.
Yeah, for sure, yep.
You mean you had, like, weddings that would go on overnight and people expected you to play the regional tunes and the dance hits and...
Yeah, you know. For sure. It's party music.
Now, have you guys done that?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done, like, all-night-long shows?
For sure.
I would say maybe because we play many weddings in Denmark. I mean, they're so civilized in Denmark, you know. So maybe the wedding stops at 2 o'clock. But yeah, we've played.
Okay.
We say we can play for.
Well, and also if it's summer, I suppose it's still light out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, we always play weddings. I mean, it's
okay.
It's very very because also even though that people don't really know this music in many places, they can still like relate to it. I mean.
Well, now that's interesting. Do you find as you've traveled the world? Do you find that you get different responses, you know, from an audience in Eastern Europe than you do here in the U.S., than you do in Argentina, for example?
I would say they all dance. And so that's the same. I mean, that's the response we get everywhere. Even though we just played some concert hall concerts where people are sitting down, and then in the end, they're standing up. I mean, because it is dancing music.
Yeah.
Even though we have slow tunes, I mean, so it's music for dancing and crying. So I think actually the response we get everywhere is pretty much actually the same. People are very happy and they say it's very beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is world music.
Well, it is.
Music for the world.
Yeah. It's certainly easy to like. And
well, thank you.
Some of it is easy to dance to. There's some of those Balkan rhythms you're going to be like, you know, what is that? Where am I? but yeah. So now this next piece you're going to play, I was asking before about, you know, original tunes and traditional tunes. This seems to be a medley of both, right?
It's a medley of a tune I wrote and a tune Emil wrote. So the first one, it has like a bit of French vibe to it, like French accordion vibe.
A little chanson like, kind of
exactly,
thing?
Exactly, a bit of chanson. Okay. And it goes into the Josidl. Which
Josidl is a traditional.
You know the Josidl. I'm amazed that you actually know what Josidl is. It's amazing.
You cannot grow up in New York without without picking up on these things. You know, especially if you're in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is not a traditional Josidl. This is one that Emil wrote.
It's a funky one.
A funky Josidl.
That's a funky Josidl.
Okay, all right. Let's hear the band, Mamas Baba Ganoush. They are performing for us here in our new sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Here's this medley of a 0.9 and a Josidl. Thank you. That is Mama's Baba Ganoush, live here in the studio, a band that stops on a dime, a song and dance band, and they just gave us one of each. Point Nine leading into Hospital, a song and a dance from, that's on the latest record, Mama's Baba Ganoush with strings, but Nikolai, there's a new record in the works, right?
There's a new record in the works. I'd just like to say, like, when we talked about before, that when we play this music here, we just played the Point Nine, I was like, okay, it has like this French influences. But when you play it here in New York City, okay, you hear like, okay, it definitely has like the jazz influences.
But I definitely heard the French chanson thing.
But you know, I think that's what's so beautiful about this is that you go different places and the place you're at emphasizes different aspects of the music.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think that was just, wow. I thought about that when we were playing. This is jazz. But anywho, yeah, we're doing a new record this fall, I think, when we get back from the States. So maybe we'll have a different flavor to it. Maybe we're going to put some country music. No.
Well, you know, you could say that this is a kind of country music.
I mean, country music is folk music. So right. It's folk music.
The music of
well
the hills
music.
Of Romania, Moldova, etc. Coming to us from Denmark, courtesy of Mama's Baba Ganoush. Guys, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing for us today. This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.